Hey, I'll see you.
Yes, sir.
Get something behind me.
Yeah, the bad guy.
Where's your uncle? Where's your uncle? Where's your uncle?
Baby, I knew I could rely on you for papers.
Yody!
I haven't seen you in 2 days.
Wait, when's the paper going out?
Oh, this is... I feel like an old person. I need like a... Lift me up on this chair.
Is that a bad chair?
Oh, limping. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm short. It's okay to be short. Okay, Rabosai. I think I have a cool topic. I have Marmacomas too. And... Wow. Looks like a press conference. Okay, ceasefire will be here. As I lick my ice cream. I just need one, though.
Oh, you heard about that already?
Or two.
Wait, what? Oh.
Yeah.
You'll
I feel this is like useless. Oh, man. Here we go.
Ceasefire by Monday. Set it next to Joe Biden. President Joe Biden.
We'll make copies later, don't worry. Okay, Rabosai. I hope this is going to be a happy, fun VOD. I do hope to slip in some interesting liners, zingers, one or two. But, I try to read the notes here. It's okay. I trust it. Nelson's trustworthy. Basically, I entitled tonight's VOD Be'inyan Ksharim Ben Adam Chavero, but the catchy title for the list of shirim will be called Sharing Simcha, Not Just an Adar. Now, let's start with this. I did see some clip of music for Adar. There's something going viral about, you know, some other hype going around. But you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too American. Excuse my reference. In America, there's something called the happiest time of the year. Right? Most wonderful time? Not the happiest time? Okay, both. Disney's the most happiest place? Something like that. But happy hour. I'm going to talk about that. But people talk about, you know, Adar being a happy time of the year. I'm not sure. Of what I see, it could get very complicated. How explicit should I get? But no. We were like heading up to Purim Katan. And again, I wasn't directly involved. I was consulted a few times about different, you know, this action, that action, this, that. But like, you know, happiest time of the year. But, you know, there was forming two different groups, this Suda and that Suda. And like, you know, I don't know. It's supposed to be a happy time of the year, but sounds very complicated. Not so simple. I'll give you another scenario. This is really why I jumped to this topic. Right. Okay, what sug am I living in? Well, I guess, as Hashem, I have to make a bar mitzvah this Shabbos. I recently, Baruch Hashem shared another simcha. And simchas are actually quite complicated. Besides the complications of, like, you know, setting up a simcha and, like, figuring out how to do it and this. I'm not going to talk about the credit card charges. But simchas are complicated for the Bali simcha. Okay, who to invite, where to do it, how to do it. It's also complicated for the guests. I remember as a yeshiva guy so many times struggling, okay, should I go to this guy's wedding? And it doesn't get any easier as a Rebbe. Like, should I go to this wedding? Should I go? Like, eclair and this, I had like, I remember it was like one time I was like debating. I said, I don't think I have to go on this. And like, it was my, like a younger guy in yeshiva like said to me, like, you know, don't you have to go because of this cheshbon? Like, yeah, Taka, I forgot about that one. Like, it's really complicated many times to figure out, like, if you should go to the Simcha. If you go to the Simcha, how long do you stay? What do? When do I go to say Mazel Tov? Am I close enough that I should dance? Like, especially people that are unconfident, people who think they're good dancers and no problems. But people who have, like, any doubts about themselves, it all just comes all the way out by Simcha time. Like, should I go? Should I not go? Does he really want me there? Does he really care? Does I really matter? All these things play around in people's minds. And a simcha doesn't just become complicated for the person making the simcha, like this and that. But you know, people go into the simcha, like, what should I do exactly? Like, you know, did he see me? Did I stay long enough? Okay, this is not a plug for Thursday night. But another scenario is you have in yeshiva also a lot. Let's say a guy makes a certain accomplishment in yeshiva. Whether it is, you know, someone says the Chabura, Chazara, whatever, Sikum, at the end of a sugya, you know, how effusive are you in praising the guy or not? Are you celebrating in the guy's, you know, simcha that he did a good job? Not. The guy makes a siyum. Like, oh, don't you know, Chavetz Chaim, we don't do these things. Oh, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So nice, really, yeah. Did you really learn it? Like, poor Chavetz Chaim guys, or crazy Chavetz Chaim guys. You know, the guy making the same, the guy going to the same, like, everyone's distressed. Like, oh, Rachmanis, you're making a same. Oh, no one set you straight yet. Like, there's so much confusion with simchas. Like, simchas is a time you're supposed to be happy. I sung part of this over to Rebbe Gita. He's like, oh, I found the Tami Minhagim that says, by a chasna. Yeah, everyone's having a grand old time, except for the Bali Simcha. They're all, you know, fighting with each other, figuring out how they're going to pay the bills. Like, you think Simchas are the happiest time. You know, if not done right, could be tricky times. So what I'm coming to talk about tonight is sort of twofold. A, what should be the mindset of a Bali Simcha? Whether you're making a bar mitzvah, a wedding, a siyum, a sikum, or even just simply Adar. You get happy with Adar. Versus someone who's a guest. What should you're someone who's celebrating with someone else in his simcha. How do I do that? How do I celebrate with that? That's a topic I want to talk about tonight. I think it's unique. We have to check Luban's files. Right? Luban, you know, is the king of Vadim. Right? I assume he's given on, take a random guess, 500 different topics. I'm not sure. You know, this is a chiddush. I'm not sure I've spoke this point out exactly. You know, how to go to a wedding, how to celebrate your friends. You know, in certain yeshivas, coins, there's epidemics that, you know, I've had a lot of people complain to me about this. As people said to me, I should talk about it in the branches, you know, even before the shidduch click. But lemaisa, like the whole idea, guys get up at their friend's ofrif, and it's just like a stage just trashed them. Like, his future father-in-law is there. You know, if they make it a week early, the kala could be there. And they just, like, trashed him. Like, really? Is that sharing in the simcha? Like, do you know what you're doing? So, like, I hope to give a little insight, Havana, and myself working this again. This is what I'm saying for myself. And hopefully, you know, someone's listening. It might help them. Great. So what's the Pashup Shot in celebrating Simchas? You know, the Pashup Shot is a famous chazal people quote, is by Korban Toda. Halacha is by all the Korbanos, they had to bring X amount of food, and they had X amount of time to eat it. Korban Toda, they had to bring more food, I think, than Kamat, all the Korbanos. And they had the shortest window of time to eat it, which made no sense. If I'm bringing a lot of food, I'm shechting a lot of cow, I have a lot of food, what am I going to do with it? You're going to say, they'll put on the hefker table in yeshiva. But, okay. But, lemaisa, so, famous word people say is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that a carbon totally giving thanks to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you should do that with friends, with a whole group of people. And the Nela is so you have to eat a lot of meat, and it has to be done in a short amount of time. The only way to do it is not to eat like a chazer, but it's to invite lots of people to share. So now you're going to bring a carbon toda, you're going to thank Hashem for all the wonderful things that happened to you, and you'll be sharing with all these people, which is really this concept that when I'm celebrating a simcha, I need people to share it with. So according to that simple understanding, okay, when I'm selling a simcha, like it's a simcha, I'm very happy. So I'm so happy, you know, it's like I'm bubbling, I'm so excited. So I want to share it with people. You know, nowadays people even take away from that. Right? If I have a simcha, really the pshat is I want to tell you about my simcha. But nowadays it's such a crazy thing in social media. No, I want to tell you about his simcha. I want to tell you, like people, if I have news, I'm going to be the one to break the news. I have cutting edge news. You know who's engaged? You know what happened? You know what's going on? Now, you realize, besides, you know, the Derech Eretz element, but you're taking away from the person's simcha. Part of, who has bailus over that simcha? Because you happen to see the guy on a date. You happen to see the guy on a date. So you start spreading, woo, I know this. That's not for you. Simcha, you have to be a bailum on it. Part of it is, this is old flashes, but part of it is if I'm a baal simcha, I want to share that simcha with somebody. If you cut it off and you like share it, so now I can't, you realize you stole something from me. Something which, okay, well, hak shavakasef, not shavakasef, but it's definitely something you're taking away. So the Pashat idea is, okay, so I'm a Baal Simcha, I want to share it with people. Great. So I make a big party, and you share in the Simcha. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. What's everyone else doing as guests? They're eating, having fun, a grand old time. Yeah, share your Simcha. You can do it more often. Right, especially on nights that we have bad food. So I think there is a deeper understanding of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up that we should share simchas and celebrate simchas with other people. Not just the fact to set up, okay, look, I have a need. I need to share this. You poor guys are my captive audience. I need to talk. So Baruch Hashem, look how many guys we got together so I could talk. Show off some shmuzim for the reshiva. Okay, you look at it, you have to sit back. And unfortunately, sometimes people feel that by shirim. You know, there is a time and place also sometimes to, you know, gather people together, just latovas, the medaber, that he should feel good. That's a chesed. I'm not sure that it might be bittul Torah, but it's a chesed. But but what's the point of everyone else celebrating a simcha, being part of a simcha? So I think there's a deeper idea here. And there's two shmuzim from the Rosh Hashiva, which I spent a little time on today. I've quoted them in the past, but real, really not so simple, quite deep shmuzim. Remember, Rabbi Harris once talking about the shmuzim. I think I heard from the Rishi himself. But for those of us who are doing the Sugya of Sota in Yevamos, this is in the Anadioma. The Ralbag in Parshas Naso, this is the Ralbag on the Pasuk, Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis. There's a second Ralbag, which I'll reference later, in Perek Vav, Beis, where the Rishiva has a separate shmuz there. It's two separate pieces, not one after the other, in the Chodesh Elev. So the first shmuz, the one you have in the sheets, is the Rabbah talks about that the Torah, I'll skip to the end of the first paragraph, halfway through. Ratzalomar Shah Torah Kosvas Parshas Sota Achal Parshas Gozel V'Nishma L'Sheker Yishim Sheparshas Gozel V'Nishma L'Sheker Mevil Lidei Shalom Ba'am. The point of having laws of gezel and honesty is there should be peace amongst people. Uparsha sota mevidu de shalom bayis. And parsha sota brings shalom in the person's house. Vitzarech shetia koldem shalom bayis kidei shetia shalom ba'am. You need to have shalom bayis in order to have peace in the world. You hear that, Joe Biden? You think you're the masterman. Oh, I can figure out how to have peace in Israel. Okay. Maybe you should keep your home in check. How's Hunter doing? The Ralbag is saying an idea that there's a direct connection between a person's shalom bias and world peace. Peace in society. Peace in your community. Now, if anything sounds highfalutin, right? You know, what do they say? Not from Jews. What's Yiddishkeit about? Judaism about? Tikkun Olam. Right? Thank you, my Alabamist. Right? Tikkun Olam. How do we make Tikkun Olam? Oh, by Shalom Bayis. That sounds like a nice highfalutin concept, which makes no sense. What does mind the visual of a guy screaming at his wife in his kitchen behind closed doors? What does that have to do with peace in North Miami Beach or in the greater Florida community or in the world? What in the world does that mean? And the Rashiva says an amazing, amazing pshat. He actually quotes some Gemaras later in Yevamos, Samach Beis, that the two things are absolutely connected. If a person has a relationship with his wife, which is a major, major relationship in life, and that relationship is going very well, the person is very happy, he's content. When he goes out to work and goes out to spend time in society every day, his interactions with people are going to be positive interactions. Because since he's happy at home, his interactions at work, in the street, in the shul, in the yeshiva, will all be positive interactions in a normal sense. It doesn't mean there's no sichsachs. But for the most part, he's going to go happy because one relationship affects other relationships. And so to the reverse. A guy who internally is struggling through an unhappy marriage, that unhappy marriage has ramifications in his workplace, in his shul, on the board in yeshiva. You want to know, poor Rabbi Luban, oh, the board is killing us, right? Okay, get the guy marriage counseling. What? Yeah. Happy home leads to happy people, happy society. If you don't have...
Happy wife.
Yeah, yeah. How do you give such advice already? But... You turn your back on me, I'll watch it. Someone's got to watch this guy's back. But Lamaisa... Here the Ralbag is saying, the Rashiva is pulling out of this Ralbag, there's a major connection between Shalom Bayis and peace in the world. And to whatever degree a person is lacking in Shalom Bayis, he's going to be a fared, a rough guy in the workplace, in the shul, and here and there. And like, you know, something, the guy's screaming, you go, what I do? You're right, you really didn't do anything. His wife screamed at him this morning on the way out. So the rest of the day at work, he's killing his employees. That's how people work. Relationships are interconnected. It's not just a thing, you press a button, oh, okay, that's my home relationship, this is my work relationship, it's mamash a brisker shneidim. No, it's not how life is. People's relationships, one leads into the other, and there's a spillover. The Rashiva has another shmuz, which is perfectly connected. There, the Ralbag, in that other piece I referenced, Vav Beis, Ralbag talks about the hemshech between Nazir and Sota. And he says like this, that a person who personally is b'shalom, he's in control of his taivas, he's a Nazir, he's protecting himself, that person, Nenela, will have shalom bias. That'll affect his wife. The male wants to affect his wife, and shalom bias, that will affect whole society. So to the reverse, a person who's struggling internally with his taivas, that's going to hurt his shalom bias. Just a little aside, not to make a whole vada of this, but sometimes people think that getting married will solve the taivas. But if a person really has challenges, pumferkert, this Rabbach says, maybe it may not be a good idea. Professionals to say that too. Because Lamaisa, if a person internally has an upheaval, struggling, then it's only going to spill over to affect your shalom bias. And that spills over to affect everything you do. So what you see amazingly from these Ralbags, the Rashiva's massive thesis here in Kolchas and Nefesh, is the way people work is every single, let's start with major relationship that a person has in life, everything's interconnected. Your relationship at home affects your relationships in the workplace, relationships in shul, relationships with your neighbor. But it also works your internal menuchas nefesh versus challenges affect who you are to your spouse, and the mela that snowballs and affects who you are to society. So everything that a person has, all his relationships, are so interconnected. That really is obviously the biggest push for Musar. The Reshiva says, he has a line here in this piece, that Beisel Shal Adam who Beisel Musar. Right? Marriage is all about Musar Seder. It's a one long Musar Seder, where cake break doesn't come so easily. Right? You have to have a Musar Seder. Why isn't the cake break here yet? That's our marriages. They say, Dr. Goldman says, the key recipe for a good marriage is have a a Reisman, a Ragalach, before you come home for supper. Because you come home after a long day learning yeshiva, and you're ready for supper, and the kids are all in different places, and this, and your wife hasn't even begun to think what she's going to make for supper. Sorry, Dr. Goldman's chap is okay. So come home with, if you eat before, a little more calm. But Lemaisa, this idea, I think, is true about all relationships. Relationships between guys in yeshiva, guys in the rebbeim. Every relationship, one builds on the next. If a person's happy, he could spread happiness to other people. If a person is internally not happy, then that's going to spill off to other people too. So really what this idea is, let's apply this notion that everyone's interconnected when it comes to relationships, it comes to feelings. So how does it play out by a simcha? I think it operates on a much deeper level. I'm a happy person. I celebrate a simcha. If I have you share with my simcha, what I could do is I could spread my happiness to you. Now, there's two ways you could connect with my happiness. One, okay, it's just good food, good dancing, good entertainment, good schmoozing, the kadesh, I don't know, all this stuff, right? So, okay, the environment's geschmack. But there's a deeper level, too. I know I try. Usually, by yeshiva chasna, I usually end up someone's hocking me by chuppah. I always try, you know, like on the chasan kala walking down when they're singing, you know, I try to just pause unless it's like, you know, life-shattering child out dance. But just like try to like absorb the moment for, you know, think about it. Okay, my friend's making a chasan, this Talmud's getting married, whatever it is. And like try to put yourself in their shoes. Like, what are they feeling? You know, Yaakov Deutsch is getting married, you know, Thursday night. Yaakov Deutsch, my gosh, I went with him to Eretz Yisrael there. I remember what he was when he was in 12th grade. I remember him, Beis Medrash. Look where he is today. Like you try to envision somebody, okay, what's the simcha that he's having now? It's an amazing thing. It's a cool thing. When you tap into someone else's simcha, then, okay, it's not just, okay, I'm happy, so I'm spreading my happiness to you. You could really walk into those shoes. No matter what color they are. You walk into those shoes. You experience that person's simcha. When you experience simcha, that's such a beautiful, happy thing. You get it too. So to the reverse, you know, sometimes you can have a situation where a person himself internally, you know, struggling with something. And okay, you bring that with you to, you know, some, okay. You're not going to gain from it. Purim. Switch gears. Okay. Now, you know, just be mitzayer this step. I want to spend the rest of the time just on this tzair. But let's say you're not the type that enjoys alcohol. But you know what? There are people that do. Can you fagin him for a second that he wants to enjoy the moment? Could you be happy for him that this is he feels comfortable in this territory? So to the reverse. You know, guys should also understand that everyone, you know, it's the same temperament and different people, different. You know. sometimes poor people that, you know, grow up in yeshivas, they end up, you know, anti these things. Okay? You know, you have different reactions. I think I get, Baruch Hashem, I got past that. But Lamaisa, like, if a person could help tap into other people's simchas, look, I want to, perms a day, it should never be like me, him, this and that. I'm caught up, you know, complications and like, he's dancing like that because he's drunk. I'm not drunk. I want to drink. Just be happy in your own skin. Everyone should work on themselves. First and foremost, I want to come to perm. However way I'm going to shape my day, but come in to be happy. If you're happy, you'll spread happiness with other guys. You'll be able to celebrate with them, connect with them. It's a very, very healthy thing. In the reverse, if a person himself is beat up and upset about something, okay, you know, even Rabbi Rubin can't make you happy. But it's not, you know, you have to feel simcha. If this Ralbag is saying, if internally you're not happy, it doesn't matter. You have a wonderful shalom bayis, a wonderful house. Think about that. I don't know if she was spelled at this point fully. You have an amazing wife. You have the potential for shalom bayis. Why? Because I'm internally not happy. Why is the fact that my shalom bayis should stink? But that's the way of a mensch. It's a massive chiddush. It's if internally you are not happy, you could have Sari Mino as a wife waiting there, and you're just going to be a Grinch. And you're not going to be happy. This is Rabosai. Don't miss a Moshe Seder. It's all about the more we become better people, happier people, more in touch with ourselves, the better we are relating and connecting with other people, the more we celebrate with other people's simchas, the more simcha we get back, the more simcha we get. Everything's a boomerang. Every relationship interconnects. No, I'm just close with my chavrusa and two other guys. That's all I need to do. Rabosai, there are so many wonderful people that you could share simchas with, you could share life with. A yeshiva is a makom where you have an amazing opportunity to have friends. The moment the guy walks out of yeshiva, it's a different place. You know, you have your yeshiva friends who care about you, who still try to figure out how to connect with you. But realize what you have is such an opportunity. Bosai, this month of Adar that's coming, simchas are coming. We should really try to A, ourselves, get ourselves in line and happy. Mimela, we can experience and share with others in their simcha. And Ezra Hashem, with the simcha flowing, not just the simcha, but the simcha flowing, Mimela, it should be a wonderful, wonderful month of simchas and yeshuas.
I mean, what does that seer of me putting myself in someone else's shoes have to do with my internal simcha?